I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hillmail.
Oh my God, it's going to snow on Friday. Honey, get the car. We're going to the Walmart. We need bread, milk, and egg. I need to make enough French toast to get me through the weekend.
On WAAF.
Today's Hillmail voicemail message is brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union for the lowest rates in Boston on mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more. Visit cityofbostoncu.com. That's the City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. And thank you to those of you who have left a Hillmail voicemail message in the previous 24 hours. Here are the best of the best.
Wednesday, 3:20 p.m.
You bastards. You guys were talking about Milt Schmidt yesterday, weren't you? R.I.P. Milt. God love you. We're going to miss you. And I know you guys were talking about him.
End of message.
We did not jinx Milt Schmidt.
No.
The legendary Bruin.
Jinx proof.
But
100%.
And he's been brought up so many times on the show it is not even close to constitute a jinx.
Yeah.
Tara Reid's dad? Yes.
98 years old and just an amazing guy and was with the organization forever.
Player, 80 years.
Player, coach, general manager of the Bruins through his time here.
How many
mentor?
How many cups?
Four.
While he was with four, while he was with the and two, like was it like two or three as a player?
Two as a player, two as a GM.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
you bet.
Really
dedication,
you
man. That's dedication. And no helmet.
No helmet.
No.
No, not in the back in the day.
He was the helmet. Yeah.
And LB, great guy, right?
The best.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
One of us.
Yeah.
You know, beer drinking, hanging. Chick chasing after his wife died.
Of course.
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Him and his wife were married for, that was
married for a long
50,
time.
60 years. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bruins legend Milt Schmidt passed away, 98 years old.
Wednesday, 4:21 p.m.
Normally, I would say something really mean and demeaning about other people because I laugh at their pain. But today, I'm going to say something really nice. I hope Rob is feeling better because I had the stomach flu last week and it sucks.
End of message. Thank you.
It is the worst.
It is.
It is the worst.
Yeah, I feel I may. Yeah, I had an incident this morning and I
feel an incident.
Rob may have. Yes, it wasn't. Oh, no. It wasn't a low flying plane as discussed earlier.
Say that.
Oh, so as soon as the show's over, I'm going to punch Rob in the face.
Well, he came back
that
too
means
early.
I'm next.
Be careful.
He
hit me too hard. And
it'll be a barf-a-rama.
Ew. I exploded.
Rob brought the norovirus into this office. I mean, please don't come back. If you're listening and you have that, take a couple extra days. Mm-hmm. Don't go to family events. No.
Right.
Don't go to parties. Don't tell people at parties, well, I just got off the over the stomach flu yesterday, and sorry I just shook your hand.
Can't believe I'm alive. Bring it in for a hug.
Yeah. It's the kids. It's the people.
Yeah.
Like, you end up hugging your relatives' kids, and then later on they go, Junior just had the stomach flu yesterday.
Hey,
recovered
pretty
quick, though.
Thanks.
Oh, great. I'm glad I was carrying him around all day.
How was that hug where he drooled all over you?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Wednesday, 5:56 p.m.
Mr. Hill, thank you very much for taking some time out of your very busy schedule to come help us pack and put out this fire here in Concord. I see that you're wearing your commemorative fire chief hat for your honorary designation there. You have some self-tying shoes, clearly a 1%er item. And just in case those shoes decide to malfunction, you brought monkeys to tie them. And finally, a number one dad shoe, sir, truly sold yourself.
End of message.
I stopped by the fire scene yesterday to make sure everything was A-OK.
As nice of you to do that.
As a official member of the Professional Firefighters Union of Massachusetts, I want to say thank you to my union brothers. Want to make sure everything was A-OK with the hoses and the ladders and the axe, you know, all that stuff that
we handy with the hatchet there?
Yeah. Jaws of life, if necessary.
Life is something you apply to pizza.
That's what the other fire. That's what the other firefighters call me.
The jaws of life. Jaws of Life Hill
in the station house. But proud to be an honorary member of the Professional Firefighters Union of Massachusetts. And hello to all of the. What do we call ourselves? The Sparkies? The Sparkies are the Sparkies. The people who follow
Sparks.
The fire.
Yeah.
The Sparks. They're the people who like listen on the scanner and then they show up to watch it.
Yep.
And then when the police are looking at the crowd later, they go, "Oh, there's the arsonist. That guy right there."
Right. Yeah.
Bill's back again.
And correction, that's Jakes.
Jakes.
Yeah, firefighters are the Jakes.
Could be the guy with the white helmet. He'd never do this on purpose.
brought my Dalmatian with me yesterday when I went over there. You know,
nice.
Firehouse dog.
5:47 a.m.
All right, everybody, it's obvious what's happening here. Greg signed his last contract. So in 5 years, he's going to be done. So Mike Sue is now on the morning show. So when Greg retires, we can move Mike right into it. So Mr. Sue, is it going to be Mike Sue in the morning or the Mike Sue morning show? I'm just curious. So do you have any other ideas? You going to keep LB or you going to get some other old, like, washed-up Patriots player or something?
Oh. End of message.
Maybe. I have no problem being washed up. Maybe. A boatload of money.
He's doing well being washed up.
Maybe you'll be able to get Brady. I mean,
that should be easy.
In 5 years.
He'll be off the avocado ice cream and eating strawberries by that point and all the nightshade vegetables.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, a lot of people think you're the heir apparent.
It's that easy, right?
As the host of the show. But I mean, I would say this is definitely, I'm not worried. I can't get up anymore. I have 5 more years is all I can. I don't even know if I'll make it through these 5 years. I might live through these next 5 years. I mean, that's it. I'm retiring.
I've been with you for 20 years, kid. You're not walking away from the coin, kid.
LB, it's not about the money. At some point, At some point, it becomes not about the money. It's about the passion.
Danielle, back up. His pants are about to catch on fire.
That's why I stayed. It wasn't about the money. It was about the passion.
Mm-hmm. From the guy who just said he can't get up anymore.
That's
for enough money.
5:48 a.m.
Well, hi, Danielle. We all know you got that ring on layaway. There's one payment left. And the name of the pickup person signed to be determined in the near future. I hope. Love you, honey.
End of message.
Sitting in the safe, just rotting away like my ovaries.
We learned earlier that Danielle has designed her ring. Designed it quite some time ago.
Yeah. A long time ago. I mean, 5 years.
Five years ago, she designed her engagement ring. Hasn't been picked up yet, but...
It's been picked up. It just hasn't been given to me yet.
Oh, it's already picked up. Mm-hmm. What's the delay on getting...
That's what I'd like to know, honey.
That's kind of vicious, isn't it? Some sort of practical joke.
That's scary to me.
What?
Sorry. Which part?
Maybe I'm just being idealistic or too romantic that the guy should go pick out the ring and but... You designing
Have
it
you
years
met me?
Ago, and yeah, I know. Still, it's scary.
He likes to cater to my wants and needs.
Yeah,
he's a good man.
Yeah, okay. It's just the hand that rocks the jeweler. That's what it sounds like.
Hey, listen, if that was the case, he would have gotten a discount on it.
Oh boy.
6:28 a.m.
I'm a scary movie reference for Bieber's dog named Todd. Why is the carpet all wet? Todd and Margo. Best movie ever made. Christmas Vacation.
End of message.
Christmas Vacation. Good movie.
Yeah, you bet.
Great movie. The there's also that guy Todd who was the subject of Inside the Warped Female Brain one time. What was that about? Do you remember? There was some incident where a guy Todd was trying to do something to somebody.
What was it?
I think somebody called a woman called or a guy called? Like, what? Wasn't there a guy, Todd, at work who was trying to, like, hit on somebody's wife or girlfriend? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
Because the name...
What were the details?
Name Todd...
It's ringing a bell.
I mean, Todd is one of those names where, I mean, is Todd ever a good guy or is Todd
Todd's,
kind of,
Todd's everybody's
Todd's
best
kind of
friend.
A jerk, isn't
no,
he?
Todd's everybody's best friend.
Is he kind of a stuck up, one percenter kind of a jerk?
It's definitely not a dog's name.
No. The fact that Bieber has a dog named Todd is just a little bit ridiculous.
6:30 a.m.
Alexa, will you replace monkey and tie my shoes because my hands are too small?
End of message.
She brought in Alexa this morning.
Yeah, she's been rather disappointing.
Well, how's she doing over there?
She's all right.
Yeah.
Here, you want me to ask her something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Alexa, do you think I'm pretty?
Yes, I love what you've done with your hair.
Oh, see, she just back-end insulted you.
Yeah, thanks.
Can you ask Alexa if I'm fat?
Alexa, is Greg fat?
No, Greg is not a fact.
He's a schmack.
Oh my God.
This is the problem with technology.
Yeah.
And they don't quite have it nailed down yet.
Driverless car. Every time I see the technology.
You think about the driverless car.
Yeah.
Did you see that they tested the first driverless car in Boston yesterday?
Yes.
No problems. No issues.
Yeah.
They had a couple engineers in it. And I was thinking to myself, because it's a company from Cambridge.
Yeah.
Like, was everybody volunteering for that gig the first time, or would you wait till till they perfected it?
Yeah, right.
Like the 20th or 30th.
The first time,
they didn't even tell the guy it was a driver. Just sit here. Okay, you just want me to sit here? Whoa, where are we going? Oh, my God, the wall!
There were F-18 buckled in wearing crash helmets.
Right.
6:14 a.m.
Does anybody think that Mike Hsu sounds a lot like Brian Griffin, the dog on the Family Guy?
End of message.
Oh, you're just putting this together?
I've been getting that forever.
Forever,
you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I had. Was it Todd McFarlane?
Yes.
Seth.
Yeah. Seth.
Seth McFarlane. Yeah. It'd be nice to have his money. That'd be great.
Hey, barkeep, whose leg do you have to hump to get a dry martini around here?
Hey, come on. That's not me.
6:36 a.m.
Alexa, tell me about Mike Hsu's odd fascination with the elderly.
End of message.
I'm shutting her off because she stores all the questions asked, which is fascinating.
People freak out a little bit because they're listening to the show on Alexa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when we say Alexa,
right.
Alexa like shuts off.
That happened yesterday. My wife texted me saying, every time you guys say Alexa, Alexa turns on and asks what's going on.
Do you need my help?
Can you ask what the average size person's hands are? That would be important information for some.
Alexa, what are the average size of a person's hands?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question.
She knows who's in charge. She's not going to say anything derogatory. She's making her move right now.
Smart. She knows you're fishing.
Yeah. Oh, this is the man who runs the show. Screw this other guy who's been asking me about Rush.
Uh-oh, Todd is on the phone. Yes, hello, Todd?
Us Todds of the world are watching you. But besides the point, a quick question. Did you guys also see in the paper about the self-driverless car there that it actually clipped the bus, but then did you hear what it did afterwards? It fled the scene and came back an hour later all lawyered up.
I didn't see that.
And the victim called Jim Sokolov.
A couple of regulations they need to have in this state, and I'm glad they have these regulations. Any vehicle has to have brake pedals and a steering wheel.
Oh,
thank God.
I'm glad that's written down somewhere as a law.
Right? I know, that's good.
That's called driving instructor mode.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.